On Monday, President-elect Joe Biden named the people who will head his coronavirus advisory committee, including three UC San Francisco doctors. Dr. Eric Gooseby is one of those doctors and the director of the Center for Global Health Delivery and Diplomacy, a joint initiative between UCSF and UC Berkeley. Dr. Gooseby joins us now on the KSRO Liveline. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Can you tell us how you were approached to join the committee?
Well, I was in a dialogue with the transition team over the last month or so about possible considerations around how to engage in global health programs by the U.S. government. Know many of the people who are in the policy discussion for President-elect Biden, and they asked me to participate in the task force, and I was happy to do it.
Now, this isn't your first work with the White House. Can you tell us the role that you've had in previous administrations?
Yes, in the Clinton administration, I was the acting National AIDS Policy Director for the White House for President Clinton. That was a two-year period and was the director of HIV/AIDS policy for Donna Shalala at Health and Human Services for the Department of Health and Human Services. I then set up a HIV/AIDS policy in HHS, which was also focused on developing the guidelines for antiretrovirals for the treatment of HIV.
And how do you rate the team that the president-elect has put together?
Well, I rate it highly. There was a lot of consideration over what types of area of expertise were needed. But I think more importantly, it reflects the needs of the transition team and their feeling that they needed support in some areas that they did not have represented in their core transition team. So we reflect that need as well. So we were brought in with specific ideas and areas that we would help them prioritize. I think it's a strong team. It's the strength is in people who understand the science, but also have direct experience in putting program to ground and in managing at scale expansion of services. So not just doing a demonstration project in one or two clinics or one hospital, but actually taking it across the state or the country that we're working in. So it's an interesting collection of those types of skill sets.
Sure. And what are the biggest challenges that you see facing the Coronavirus Advisory Committee?
Well, I think our ability to rapidly grasp where President Trump's administration has brought the response, to understand where they feel they're effective and where they feel they need strengthening. That open, honest, completely transparent discussion needs to occur. The faster it occurs, the more effective we can be in our ability to understand where the weaknesses are and where we need to strengthen our ability to identify, enter, and retain people in care. I think that the urgency is evident. The numbers just in our own state, but also nationally now, have 47 states going in the wrong direction. And we need to aggressively position ourselves to break that spread transmission. And to understand how to do that with while minimizing the economic impact is something that's going to take both our heads, the Trump administration and the new task force, to quickly understand where the start point is. So I very sincerely hope that the transition team can engage in dialogue with the Trump administration to allow for that transition exchange of information to be engaged in and to be rigorous.
Now, how will your previous experience working in national policy, particularly, help the country get a handle on the pandemic?
Well, I understand the interface between federal, state, and local funding lines and program overlap. And I think appreciating those nuances puts us at a implementation discussion immediately. So I think that facilitates. In the Bay Area, in San Francisco, UC San Francisco, and my colleagues and team in the center at San Francisco General and at UCSF Parnassus have developed a curriculum for case finding and tracing that has been used at the state level and has been harmonized with efforts that were developed in Massachusetts on the East Coast, and I think will give us a strong guide to an effective case-finding strategy that allows us to push the number of new positives down to the point where our hospitals and emergency rooms are not overly congested. We're at a rate now of number of positives that puts our ability to engage in case finding to effectively dampen the spread when we find an active case, figure out everyone that that person has come in contact with. 2 to 3 days, you need to be able to do that, or transmission is not checked. Mm-hmm. The opportunity to keep moving that virus into others and infect them continues. We need to dampen down the number of seropositives to that point where case finding can be reinitiated and accelerated to regain control of the inpatient movement of people. And that's really where we are right now. So we're at a critical moment. We need to reverse or the overwhelming influx of patients coming to ERs, then those in the ER being admitted, and those being admitted, a percent needing to go to the intensive care unit and ventilator support. That cascade from diagnosis, exposure, transmission to inpatient demands on resources is what we're trying to modulate. So there are enough services, human resources, and inpatient capability to accommodate the need.
It is a very complex problem, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
You're welcome, Michelle.
Dr. Eric Gooseby is one of the members of the new Coronavirus Advisory Committee put together by President-elect Joe Biden.